Hi, welcome to Barry Nation, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty.
You've just tuned into a podcast that welcomes you into a community, a resource center, and a safe place that powers your journey towards personal wellness.
Our goal is you leave us today feeling hopeful, inspired, and ready to live your best bariatric life.
What is the Barry Nation membership community? Well, it's a network of experts and peers where you can connect with the support, education, and resources you need in the moment to move through your bariatric life with confidence. Almost every day, you can attend bariatric support groups led by licensed mental health professionals, classes taught by credentialed experts, and meetups that are grounded in accountability and fun. Become a member today and tap into kind and caring support. Join us at barrynation.mn.co. Hey friends, it's April. Welcome to the show. It's just going to be me today talking with you about something that we talk about often in the Barry Nation world, and that is routines, habits, and practices. In the summertime, things tend to just be a little bit off kilter. If you are a parent, your kids are probably home from school. Maybe you are shuttling them back and forth between summer camp and family vacations. Everything seems to be in disarray. If you are not a parent, or if your children are older, the weather just calls us to be outside more. We move in different ways. We maybe are drawn to trying different foods. We're going out more. We're with friends more. There's barbecues, 4th of July, right? Like summer holidays. Things can just feel out of sync, out of rhythm, a little bit chaotic. And what we're here to talk to you about is that the summer can be a wonderful opportunity for us to either find new rhythms with our routines or really mix things up and try something completely new. So here's what we mean by that. If in non-summer months, you're a person that takes your vitamins on a schedule, right? Something early in the morning, calcium in the afternoon, right? And then something again in the evening. But you're finding it difficult to stick with that schedule. It's okay to mix things up for the summer months. It's okay to recognize that the system or this routine that you had in place is just not working. If you're feeling really frustrated that all of a sudden you're off your routine, we encourage you to really take a look around at your life and see what has changed. And maybe it's time to shift your routine temporarily for the summer months so that you can still accomplish the things that you want to accomplish along your bariatric journey, just in a different flow, knowing that when, right, the weather changes, kids are back in school, right, life kind of returns to that regular rhythm that you're used to, you can fall back into those established habits or practices or routines. But if we just abandon those things that we've been doing really well during the summer months, it can really throw our progress off. That's why we really talk about how we can just switch things up so we're still doing those things. They just might look differently. Right. So here's another example. I usually spend my summers not at my house. My family has a vacation property that we enjoy spending time at. I do have a Peloton bike there, but I don't have a tread. And the weather is just beautiful. And usually there's 10,000 people at the house at the same time. And me pausing and saying, like, I'm gonna go ride my bike for 30 minutes isn't just something that I do. I sleep in later. I'm constantly around my five-year-old nephew that's always wanting to do things, right? Just my life is not my life here at home, which is normally just myself, my husband, and my 13-pound Havanese. So I really need to change how I do things. So my movement looks very different. I'm kayaking, I'm swimming, I'm going for short walks with my nephew, or I'm going for long walks with Stella. So my Peloton really takes a back seat, but my movement shifts. So I'm still getting my movement in. It's just going to look differently. My Profi, which I always start my day with is going to happen a little bit later, because my little 5-year-old nephew loves to make go-go juice together. So that happens around 9 instead of 7. We do a ton of shopping at our local farmers market. So my diet is much more fruit and vegetable forward than in the summer than it is in the fall. So that means I already know I'm going to be supplementing my nutrition this summer with some prepackaged, ready to go things, or I'm going to be enjoying more protein shakes, either the clear protein or the thicker protein. That's how I'm going to be hitting my protein goals this summer. I know I am definitely going to be drinking more alcohol this summer. So I really need to think about how I'm going to really stay hydrated, as I know that those opportunities are going to arise. And my plan going into it is that if I choose to enjoy an adult beverage, the very next thing that I drink has to be equal amounts of water. And then if I choose to enjoy another, I need to repeat that formula. So I'm really thinking ahead about how I know my summer is going to be just a little bit out of whack. And then I really need to build in contingency plans for how I'm going to continue to reach my bariatric goals just in its summer format. Attending support groups and classes and meetups is important to me. So I'm making sure that those things are on my calendar and I'm not going to let anything derail them. That means that I'm going to be going to things more during the day this summer than I usually would at night, right? So those things that I attend are going to shift a little bit, and that's okay, because I know I can return to the meetings or the support groups that I normally attended in the evening when the fall arises. And the really powerful thing about this, about shifting your mindset when it comes to summer, is that there is a possibility that we could discover we really love a practice or a routine or a habit that we've developed over the summer that we want to carry forward with us in the fall. Normally in the summertime, I just feel like I have more time, more capacity, more space to do more personal reflection. It's probably because I'm around water, I'm sitting on a dock, I'm just more relaxed. But normally in the summer is when I kind of return to journaling or reflection in the morning. And I can feel the call to return to that now. So if I can really establish this great practice during the summer, I'm hoping that's something I can carry forward with me in the fall. So if there's something that you have been thinking that maybe you want to try, maybe it's journaling, or maybe it's resistance training, maybe it's cooking with a new ingredient, or you're excited about a new cookbook that you have and you want to cook your way through it. Whatever that thing is that you're excited to try, we encourage you to really take a deep dive into that thing this summer and see how it fits into your life, your bariatric life or your greater life. And if it really resonates with you, know that you are going to kind of apply this same logic in the fall. So let's say, like for me, I absolutely really find this rhythm with journaling. Knowing that my schedule and my routine and my living situation is going to change again in the fall, I can say, okay, how am I going to incorporate this practice that I really love into the schedule that I know is kind of waiting for me again in a few months? I can be thinking about that as I'm building that summer practice, right? I can build in that flexibility to ensure that I carry it forward into the fall months. We know that summertime is just it's a season. It's a real season where things look and feel different because they are different in a lot of ways. So we encourage you to embrace the summer, to embrace kind of that summer mindset and still remain focused on the things that you want to do. Give yourself permission to mix things up a little bit. Give yourself permission to just try and experiment with different things. Maybe you, your system, your routine, your habits are down pat and they don't change no matter what. Awesome. Fantastic. If you're struggling, if you're realizing that you are out of sync all of a sudden and it's really driving you crazy, use this as an opportunity to mix up your routine and try on a different way of doing things this summer, knowing that you can return to what you have always done in the fall. Don't let summer kind of slip through your hands without remaining focused on your bariatric goals. It can be a really slippery slope for a lot of us. Look for creative ways that you can really embrace your bariatric goals in new and exciting ways. All right, my friends. Well, I hope this little mini episode inspired you to maybe think a little bit differently about summer and to carry forward those summer habits and those summer routines. In the bonus episode, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about how I plan on navigating the summer, how I've navigated my summers in the past, what I'm a little bit worried about, but what I am really excited about. So if you're interested in learning more about me and my own bariatric journey, become a supporter of this podcast on Patreon or join the Bari Nation membership community. Both people that support us on those platforms get access to our bonus content, and we would love to connect, grow, and learn with you there. All right, guys. Thanks, and let me know if this episode resonated with you. You can comment on Instagram, you can comment on Spotify, or you can send us an email, but we would certainly love to hear from you. That wraps up another empowering episode of the Bari Nation podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, keep the conversation going by joining the Bari Nation membership community, where you can attend live support events, access on-demand resources, and find a caring community.
Join us at barrynation.mn.co. If you found this podcast valuable, help us produce it by becoming a $5 monthly supporter at barrynationpodcast.com.
And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.